Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
The post show show, you can get in touch anytime on Facebook or Instagram, Triple M Central Queensland. We'll have some pressure test questions, answers, at the back end of this. Pinky, good morning. We also say good morning to George.
Hello, or afternoon or evening to whoever's listening to this at whatever time they may be enjoying
that's a,
it.
That's a
good correction, George. Thank you.
Producer, would you want to go by producer, George, considering you make our
week in review audio? Yeah. It's good fun. And I couldn't do it without you guys, honestly.
We didn't ask for it, but it's quite the gift, so thank
but
you.
But I said, I think, on the last podcast that this show is exceptional for the people of Central Queensland, and I think they just want it to be wrapped up in a really magical way.
Yeah, a nice
have it
package.
On repeat.
You know, we're not in control of pay rises, so but thank you.
It's a shame you
for
aren't.
The flattery. Yeah. It is a shame. It'd be good to be in control
break,
of that.
Guys?
Hey,
how was your break?
It was great.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
I've seen a fair bit of your journey on the socials. How about you, Anthony? I've only seen like
I post the shit.
He does bugger all.
I post the shit pics on socials.
I love that he posted about his boys' trip on his socials.
That was
with your family,
with my sisters, my three sisters, the lads, mate. We're on tour.
That was great.
Went to Bali. That was very nice. The first, well, I don't know if you want to hear the highlights, but
yeah,
the highlights was getting a massage every day.
What kind of massage? Remedial, relax.
A bit of everything, to be honest. We had a remedial, we had a relax, we had a happy ending, we had a
yeah. I was waiting
facial.
For that one.
Yeah,
and the
yeah.
Australian just like hanging dollars.
Fruit, and that's
what was it worth for a massage?
Oh, it was like $35 for an hour.
Far out.
How good is that?
Exactly. That's why you just keep going back.
Yeah. The downside was though, the first place we went to is one of those places that had a. And we're talking about poo a lot on today's show.
Yeah.
But it had one of those squirty hoses to clean your bum because
bidet.
Yes. But it was like a high pressure hose almost. Like what it splashes back everywhere.
Yeah. It enters you.
Comes out your mouth.
It's like a water fountain. Have either of you done the bidet?
No, see
I'm not interested in the bidet.
I've never given it a go.
No. I've got no interest in it because it just splashes back. And so I used toilet paper, clogged 2 out of 4 toilets in the villa within 24 hours.
I think some workplaces have a bidet. Like it's becoming an accepted thing in the
workplace. Yeah, it's becoming very trendy, isn't it?
So at the end of the day, all it is just a cleaning mechanism, right?
Yeah.
It's not a sensation thing.
No, it's, well, maybe
depends
for some.
How close you put it, I suppose.
True.
If you insert.
Do you know what? When I went to Nepal before COVID happened, like on the cusp of COVID, I would never have an issue with a toilet ever again. So for me personally, when people whinge and bitch and say, I don't go to the toilets at work, I don't use port-a-loos, I'm always like, I don't get it. Because even when I went over there, it's actually poo, pee. Like it's I could have vomited just walking in. Like it's third world
like
extreme
toilet.
In the villages. A squat toilet and it's just, it's everywhere. A mess everywhere. And that's what it's like with the public toilet.
Yeah.
And you have to use it before you go trekking. That's like you don't have an option, and it was actually really, really hard to have to go to the toilet.
I always find
so when people
that,
avoid the toilet at work, I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. I always find that hard about going on a holiday, like a place like Nepal or Bali. We're getting served by people or buying things from people who don't even have a concept of a holiday. Like they don't understand that we've flown 5 hours to have a week getting pampered. Like,
and
it's
still
a bit
paid
humbling.
A small fortune, even though you've afforded it. It's still a lot of money.
I'm with you
to have
Pinky.
A holiday.
Like the whole debate about whether it's okay to go to the toilet at work. I am all for
you
it.
You love one.
I do.
But you're
two,
a human.
Three,
you've got to.
Even. Yeah. Like just some people.
I think you hold them till you get to work, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like a lot of people, like my fiance, she will not go to a public toilet. She'll only go to the loo within our household because it's her toilet, you know?
So what happens when you're out and about?
You got to hold it in. You just gotta hold it in.
No.
I don't understand that.
I do get a bit shy though.
Poo fright, yeah.
I can
poo
it's a
fright.
Poo fright.
Yeah. I can be a shy pooper. Like if there's people at
home.
People. If there's people at home, when I first moved up here and I wasn't comfortable around them, I'd be like, under the guise of I'm going for a walk, I'd walk down a main beach and use that toilet.
I get that.
And just like, because I know
chuck a shit on the sand.
But it's not your permanent choice. You know what I mean? Like once you settled in, were you okay?
Yeah, I'm sweet now.
It's when people permanently choose it. And even I've had grown adults tell me that they They want their partner to be the toilet cleaner at home because they think it's disgusting. Oh. And I also can't comprehend that because our toilets, honestly, they do need a clean, but they're nothing like what I saw in the pool. So you're like, really?
A toilet's like a pillow.
We all use it.
How so?
Well, when you get a new pillow, you got to mold your head to that beast of a thing.
What?
A toilet. Yeah. You've got to mold your ass to the rim.
That is true.
To the seat.
You
the
get
seat.
To know how much can this flush handle. It's you know, little things.
Well, sounds like you've got that problem.
Well, that was, I used to be quite good at it, but I just lost my touch a little bit over in Bali. Very weak. I took a piss and it nearly went again. Mm. I was like, oh, God.
Do you know people who take photos of their poo? Like they're proud of
their
poo? Yes. Do you know people who do that?
Yeah, well, you know what? When you go to see a nutritionist or a naturopath, they'll be like, let's talk about your stools.
For medical reasons, yes.
You need to check them. Do they float? What colour are they?
Yep.
We could talk all night about
fun.
It.
Have you ever heard of people sending around? I'm in a group chat.
I have heard about
that. You're in a group chat?
Yeah.
Who's in it?
Isn't there a website where people post their poos? Or there used to be back in the day.
I'm about to find out if that is a thing.
Did you say you're about to do it?
Is that your kink, George?
It's not a kink, no. Absolutely not. I think it's disgusting, but...
but you're sharing it anyway?
He orders his fiancée only at home. I really like it.
Wow. No, well, I mean, we're talking about toilets and poo and stuff like that. So
well, you do have to keep an eye on it.
On the poo?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. It's
important. Yeah, to see how your health is going.
Well, that's why I have Metamucil every day.
Do you think it actually helps you
absolutely.
Make
it's changed my life.
Not clogging the toilets?
It has changed my life. It is.
Or changed a plumber's life.
Is this too much poo chat?
It could
given
be
that
much.
The show this morning was poo chat. Based around shit.
Well, everyone does have to do a number two.
Yeah.
It's relatable.
I suppose this is opt-in, though. You can tune out if this is too much shit chat for you.
I'm just trying to find a segue, but it's really hard.
I was thinking, like, how do
it's
we
constipated,
get out
isn't
of it?
It is. We just can't get it out there.
I need a doctor.
it's like when you wipe and wipe and wipe. You're like, oh, my God, it's still there.
I reckon it's time for show replays.
Yeah, probably. And we'll go straight into
we'll
a replay
the
about
we'll
the poo
back.
Phone that we did today.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Have you ever had a surprise party organised for you? 1-333-53. I actually was fortunate to attend one, a surprise 40th birthday party over the weekend. And I guess I don't have a very good story because it actually went really well. You know how probably the best stories are when things go a bit wrong or skew if or
you know,
a bit of chaos and drama. But this one, this is the thing, it actually was executed perfectly brilliantly because the lady behind the scenes is really good at this stuff. And her partner had no idea. So, yeah, it was really fun. And it was next level.
I want a train wreck of a surprise party. You've got make up some sort of like they were coming home with their mistress or something. I want to hear.
Oh no!
That
yeah,
level
that's what I mean.
Of that's the kind of story I'm after here.
Or like, I guess it kind of ruins it ish. But there's so many people involved that have to keep a secret. You just need one of them to slip up.
Yeah,
you know,
actually, that's a
burst
tough
the
one.
Bubble, and nobody did.
But what if, for some people, you've really got to, like, rev your engine from a while out, like, warm up the motor before getting into party mode, and then, like, bang, it's just thrust on you one day. You don't have a chance to warm your engine up.
Well, I think the warm-up, too, was with this situation was that it was a he that the party was for. He'd gone out and had this huge fun day planned with his mates, just a boys' day out for his birthday,
he'd
right?
Exhausted.
Go out, leave the kids and partner, everyone at home. We're all good. You go have a good time. So the other thing I learnt from this party was, like, we had to make sure there was lots of photographs taken because he probably wouldn't remember a thing. So
was he half cut when he arrived?
Probably, yes, very much. So he was totally in the mood. Carmen's on the line. Good morning.
Hi, thank you, Anthony. How are you?
Good. So you've organised a surprise party before for your mum.
Yeah. I won't give her age away, but it was a few years ago now. I organised the 60th.
Yeah.
Surprise
for her.
Oh, mum. Smack.
So what made you want to do a surprise?
Sorry, Anthony. It wasn't a train wreck. It ended up really well as well.
Oh, yeah, exactly. There we go. Because there's a lot of work going in behind the scenes, but you only need one person to slip it up, don't you, Carmen?
Oh, definitely. And no one did. It was perfect.
Was
she had no idea.
Was mum one of those people who's like, oh, God, I hope you don't organise me anything for my 60th?
Yeah. Ooh, I don't like
I'd
surprises.
I'd hate a surprise party.
No, she just thought she was going to dinner. And at the time, I was doing a lot of volunteer work for Cancel Council, so they let me use their building. And so mum thought dad was just taking her to family dinner. And he goes, oh, we just need to pop into Cancel Council to pick something up for Carmen. And in walks mum and everyone's there.
Oh, how good. And so what did mum think?
She was really, really shocked, especially when she saw someone that she went to school with. I tracked down on Facebook. Thank you, Facebook.
Yep.
Also, some children that she babysat years and years and years ago. Tracked them down. And
wow. Yeah, you went to a great effort. Good on you.
Oh, mum deserves it. That's why.
there we go. Mum deserves 60th.
What would you say is the oldest you could do a surprise party before you risk giving the person a heart attack?
I wouldn't say heart attack, but I think mum would probably, she's a bit more onto it now. I think she'd get it if we were trying something.
Alicia from Emu Park, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you had a surprise party organised for you?
No, I actually a few years ago tried to organise a surprise 40th for my partner.
Yeah.
And got all his family on board. People were coming from other places. We were going to have it down in Cool Waters in your prune there.
Yep.
And everyone was playing his birthday real low-key, like not interested. So he got really upset about it, thinking that nobody cared about his birthday.
Yeah.
So we had to actually out the surprise to him before we could actually surprise him.
Dummy spit.
Yeah, well, not a full dummy spit, but everyone just played it so low key.
Yeah. They went really cold the other way. They're like, okay, so we give him nothing.
That's all. Was that awkward? Harsh. Did it get a bit tense?
It did. It got to the point where I was like, right, I've just got to say it. And I felt so terrible for everyone because they'd planned, like, we'd all planned everything. And I was like, I had to tell him because he thought nobody cared about his birthday.
So how soon before the party did you have to tell him?
Oh, it was about a week, 2 weeks. Almost executed it.
He was sulky about no
well,
one...
Was he trying to invite people around to do something? They're like, nah, I'm busy, mate. Was he trying to make plans, was he?
He was low-keying his own birthday as well, so I thought it was kind of like hand in hand, but I think because everyone else was being low-key about it, he was like, oh...
Yeah.
Well, nobody actually cares.
Gives a rat.
So.
Yeah.
Did it feel good when you told him that you'd planned all this and then you could see the egg on his face? Like, did you get a little bit of satisfaction from that?
Yeah, exactly.
I did. I kind of did.
Oh,
you don't deserve me, mate.
That was the plan all along, wasn't it, Alicia?
I'm a good girl.
yeah. No, he felt a bit silly and he apologised to his family and everything like that. But, anyway, it was a wonderful weekend. It ended up being great.
Oh, that's fun. I'm glad it still went ahead.
Yeah, went ahead. Well, you're getting closer to the train wreck I'm after. Thank you for your call this morning. Morning, Alicia.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
No. Nope. You're definitely not.
What the heck is going on with this darn thing?
The cost of living is high,
but the cost of stupidity
is higher.
Are you calling me stupid? Stupid.
I'm not stupid.
We'll find out soon.
Ah, they called me stupid.
I love that song. I love cranking it in my car as well.
Same. They called me stupid, guys, for getting a credit card to try and get frequent flyer points because, oh, you're going to pay interest. You're going to spend more than you need to.
Who's they?
You.
I never called you stupid at all. I was entranced and intrigued.
Our boss Adam.
At getting all these points to fly around the world. Like, hell yeah, bro.
No, well, I got news. It bloody worked.
Stop it.
Load up.
When do you leave?
Load up. Okay, this is like a tip for a horse that can't lose. Gamble responsibly, you probably lose. But get on this thing, all right? Go get yourself a credit card. This works.
So you did sell me on it. And then I guess I did question whether you were stupid or not because you didn't even know the T's and C's.
Oh, look.
To get the points, to make it worthwhile. And then you were telling me that you paid interest on absolutely everything. And I was like, no, that's not a
tiny,
good deal.
A tiny little surcharge on every transaction.
Oh, here we go. What do you call
boo-hoo,
tiny?
Boo-hoo, boo-hoo cents. Because
you're a guy. What's
one,
tiny
less
to you?
Than 1%.
Hey. Size matters, Anthony.
I'll have you know.
Yes.
Never mind. small percentages on every transaction. Oh, like, you know, and that's fine.
You've got to do the math.
No, it doesn't add up.
Okay.
What? 10 cents here.
You're an ex-accountant. I shouldn't try to debate you.
You round up or down, mate. Who cares? So, what was the other thing? I didn't know the terms and conditions.
Yeah, you didn't.
I
and then
didn't.
You said that you mucked it up and you weren't going to get the points and it was all like just a big disaster from the get-go.
Oh, mate. Yeah, they make it hard to know if you're on the right track. But here's my word of advice. Trust the process.
Really?
I went and got the Virgin Velocity Frequent Flyer credit card.
We've named it now.
We've named it.
Not to shame it.
I mean, I think legally don't take this as financial advice.
No, do not.
If you act on it.
Absolutely don't.
Just remember.
He can't even give you the amount, what tiny is.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, do not go there.
In fact, I don't even know if there is interest on every transaction.
He has no idea. He's not paying attention. He just wants the points.
But this one, if you spend $1,500 in your first 2 months individually, you get 30,000 bonus points, which is doable if you're paying your bills these days.
Well, that's right. If you're just using it like an FPOS card and then you put your pay on there, that's how you need to do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just so we're clear, it's not just like disposable income.
No. Pay it off before the due date. Okay. You won't pay any interest. You'll be sweet.
Easy.
And then this one also gave you 30,000 bonus points to sign up. That was the one I was iffy about. Did I do that properly? I did it all properly. I've got... Now, I haven't had it for the full the second month, so I don't have that last 30,000.
You haven't
30,
even 000. Had 2 months.
But I've got 62,000 points right now. And
wow.
Guess what that could get us? Get
what?
Me. Stuff you. You're out of this.
No, I want to be in. What does it get you?
This could get me one way to Japan.
Stop it.
In
That's so fun.
November, which is a beautiful time of year to go to Japan.
But how do you get back?
Well, you pay
like,
money.
Do you take 12 months to come back again?
No. You would buy something if it was on sale at the supermarket for half price,
yeah,
would you not?
But how long till you get the big whopping amount of points to get the return flight?
Well, this is where we're now going to sign up for what
I've...
You're
going to get a one-way ticket.
Well, I've done some research. I thought you might ask about this.
Okay.
Where we've got the Virgin Velocity Frequent Fly card. Go get yourself one of those if you like.
Yeah.
Just joking. This advice is not serious. And now, if you want the return flight, we're going to get the Qantas Premium Platinum card, which will give us 80,000 Qantas points. So we'll fly there with Virgin, fly back with Qantas. We're not going to be loyal to her. Just pay it off by the due date. You won't pay any interest. And we're rich, baby.
Money.
Hey.
Wow. Cost of living. Cost of holidays. So.
What cost of living, mate?
Genius.
We're spending the bank's money. Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
You know where heaven is? At work? The toilet, because that's where you get a little bit of me time. Just get
me
to,
time.
Yeah, and not the creepy kind of me time. I'm not talking about like.
No. I didn't go there. I just mean that's an interesting way of referring to me time. Because as a woman, when we talk about me time, or if we're responsible for other people in our lives, we think, oh, me time is like watching a show for myself, having no one at home, putting a mask on my face.
You're telling
not
me
escaping to the dummy.
No, you're telling me though when you're a bit. When Keely was younger and running around, blah, 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 she gets down
at
for
home,
a, for
yeah,
a little nap.
At home, yeah, the toilet's me.
You thought,
yeah.
Oh, beautiful. I'll just lock the toilet. No one can get mum now.
Not really. I would have just gone to my bedroom. But yes, half the time I think most mums get harassed even when they're on the toilet.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, I get you. So, me time, just get away from the boss's glaze and go to the toilet.
Yeah. So, how did this come? How did we start talking about this?
Well, we started talking about this yesterday, you and I, because when I was away on the holidays having a break, having a chat camping with other adults and just found out all these funny little ways that people navigate the use of a toilet when it came to the workplace. Some people I found out actually even go home to use the toilet during
what?
The workday. Like that's their reason to duck home if they live nearby.
No.
They refuse to go to the toilet, particularly for number twos, when they're at work. I even had a family member who is retired tell me this is a habit of theirs.
What?
They just refuse to use the work toilet. And I was horrified because also that leads to all sorts of concerning health issues, really.
Well,
holding everything in. That's not good for you.
The gut's connected to the mind, and if your gut's full of poo.
But also but also painful.
Like, oh, my God.
I can't imagine how uncomfortable that must be. And then we were obviously at a music festival, and it's just covered in port-a-loos. And people get really funny about that too.
Well, I do have to admit, sometimes at a festival I can be a bit funny about it.
I mean, I'm not saying it's, like, great all the time, but, like, we don't have an option and we just have to go.
Yeah, that's true. You don't have to love it, but you have to do it.
No, you just have to do it.
At work, oh, one of the great... Honestly, when I used to work at the accounting firm, because, you know, we're, you and I, we
just
can...
sitting at a desk all day.
Sitting at a desk all day.
Yeah, we don't do that here. No.
Bigger office, cubicles galore. I could go in there for 15 minutes, no one would know.
Yeah.
I'd set a 5-minute timer for a little quick snooze, shut of the eyes, and then 10 minutes to do business.
And I think if you're working like retail as well, because I can reflect on that as a teenager, like, yeah, you can't escape like the scenario or the non-stop monotonous things sometimes you have to do, and you like bugger off to the toilet.
My mate, get this, he works in real estate showing houses. He does a poo. This is his version of doing poor work.
No.
He does one in every house he shows.
Why?
Now, fear not.
Just because he has to? It just turns out that way?
I think it's a power thing. Oh, it's got to be that, you know.
That's actually revolting.
But also, if nature's calling, he summons them. But that's his version of doing it at work because it's his open house. Well, and fear not, he's not Rocky-based.
Yeah.
He's back in Melbourne, so don't stress it. You're not, if you go to an open house in Rocky, that's...
It's not him.
Actually, who knows?
Let's not think that about every bloke.
1-triple We've been asking on Facebook. We'll go through some comments soon. We've got a couple people on the line. 1-triple-353 is the number. Do you poo at work? Yes or no? Are you a shy pooper or are you happy to do it at the office? Reese, good morning, mate. How are you?
Hey, mate. Not too bad. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. So, do you poop at work?
I've got told a great little saying when I started my apprenticeship. Boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I poo on company time.
Too right. Paid to shit,
wow.
I poo.
Yeah, getting paid to afford fibre, that's great.
Yeah, mate, that's it.
Cracker, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, mate. You're really talking crap, aren't you?
Yes. Do you do number twos at work, Cracker?
Oh, I don't work anymore, mate. I'm old. I'm on a pension now. I just work at home and use my own cracker.
When you were at work, though?
Yeah, mate, rip a bit of dunning paper off, give it a wipe if it looks a bit suspect, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you weren't holding on to go home, that's the main thing, right?
No, you're snapping one off at work, not waiting until you're home, yeah.
Mate, I usually get out of bed and do me job and just have a squirt in the bush, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, you guys have fun, eh?
Yeah, we'll keep talking for you, don't worry.
Good
Look, we're keeping it real this morning. Do you do number twos at work? 1-triple-353 Because I did learn over the Easter break that other adults amongst me actually either go home, like literally drive home to use the toilet for that reason during the work day.
That's so much time.
Or don't do it, which I think, as someone who works in a radio studio, constantly drinking water to stay hydrated... When you are limited to access to a bathroom, you don't drink as much on purpose to stop needing to go to the toilet. Like, I wouldn't be able to bear that. So you would change how you do things to kind of prevent having to go to the toilet, right?
And if you're driving home, you're losing precious time that you can spend.
It's a time investment, isn't it?
Sitting on the throne scrolling through whatever it may be, whatever your app of choice is when you're on the toilet.
I know.
Janine... has commented on Facebook, our good friend Gavin.
Disappointed in us today.
I know, she might have denounced our friendship. She said, seriously, couldn't have come up with something better to talk about, which leads us only to one conclusion, doesn't it, about Janine?
She's a shy pooper.
She's a shy pooper, and that's okay.
I kind of said that to her, and then she's replied, good on ya, in true Gav fashion. Good on ya.
I don't want to push it, but we've... got Ray on the phone as well.
Well, this could go anywhere.
This could go either way here. Look, good morning, Ray. How are you?
G'day, mate. I'm fantastic. How are you, fellas?
Oh, we're wonderful.
I'm good for a fella. So, Ray, when you did work, did you do number twos at work?
Honey, I always work for myself. so I could do it anytime I want.
Does that mean you worked at home?
No, I worked around the place. I used to do renovations and repairs on houses and things for real estate.
Hang on a minute. Does that mean you're going around to other people's homes?
Here we go.
Doing a reno on it and then leaving a deposit?
Well, if there was nobody home, and there usually wasn't anybody there when I was doing anything, and I could go whenever I want.
Well, you have to.
Nobody knew the difference. What? I was in and out.
Okay.
But this conversation's really going down the sewer, isn't it?
Waiting for it.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
We're back for the post-show show. You can get in touch any time and you can stick around till the end of this and there'll be some answers for the pressure test. I might even give away an extra... Should I give away two per day? Because we haven't had a winner in a few months.
Go for it.
Okay.
We really want a winner. I made it quite easy the other day and then Nathaniel fluffed it big time.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard that.
He couldn't
that,
do
George.
Multitasking
the
amongst
producer
other things.
Everything. Yes, I do remember
so
that.
I was going to say, what are you talking about? You
finger
haven't
on
heard
the
it.
Pulse. I hear every second of this show. I know the feeling. You just want a winner so badly because it's a great feeling to give away stacks of cash.
Oh. Right.
And the questions can be pretty easy sometimes. Central Queensland, get your shit together. Go to trivia. Study up.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen to the podcast.
That's the sell.
There's the directive.
That is a sell.
Done.
Everyone's got TikTok on their phone here?
Yes.
All righty.
Love TikTok.
Now, there's a trend at the moment. If everyone jumps in and just pause it immediately so you don't get any sound filtering through. There's a trend at the minute where if you take a selfie and then don't do anything, it'll automatically load a song.
Okay.
So what I want, I'll get you to go first, Pinky. Take a selfie and then hold your speaker to the mic. Louder.
Ooh.
Not because she doesn't know pain or failure, but because she shows up anyway.
That's me.
Can I see the photo that you took? It's just a bit of a blue steel. You're giving it. No, you're actually giving it something.
No,
a little stupid.
I guess it's my
that
algorithms.
Matches the audio too.
Yeah.
You're biting the bottom lip. George, would you like to
I'm
go?
I'm half blinking, but anyway, yes.
It's so funny that you bring this up, and we didn't speak about this before the podcast. I did this last night with fiance Carly and filmed our reactions to
did
this.
Did you really?
And I have it right here.
Against my G's. I just need it a little faster.
Yeah. Are you entering that into the amateur category on Red Tube?
That's
wrong. So that was just to be clear, a selfie of George and TikTok automatically.
I'm in the same clothes. I haven't changed.
It got some porn audio.
Because he was busy after that. It was a female huffing and puffing saying, I need it faster, harder. And
she said faster, not harder. It was very specific.
Oh, was it?
My
mate once got from his girlfriend, farter, harder, please.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's classic.
You know?
Wow.
Your turn, Anthony.
Yeah. All right.
App is dirty.
This will be interesting.
Oh, I look like a criminal.
It's f***ing beautiful, mate.
A beautiful criminal.
He's complimenting your moustache.
Look at that. What a beautiful selfie.
You look like the Lorax.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I love the Lorax.
If they ever did a in-person, a live action of the Lorax, I think Anthony would be a great Lorax.
What accent is the Lorax?
I don't know. Hey, I'm the Lorax. Is that it? Who plays it? Danny DeVito.
That's right. Yeah.
Danny DeVito. I love Danny DeVito.
A little twin.
Little mate.
Yeah.
What's your best accent?
Probably Bogan.
Yeah, I reckon you do that. Yeah. Well, go on. Yeah. Give us a little.
Well, you know, we're raised on Kath and Kim and things like that. We have to kind of go really cringeworthy with our ochre accents.
Yeah, you can
I
really
love it.
You really enunciate a skill and peel very well. Yeah.
Look at me, Anthony. Look at me.
Yeah, that's good.
Look at me.
That's a real thing, the school, pool, tool.
It is, depending on which state you're from.
Yeah. From New South Wales, it's just tool, school. It's a ooh, but it's ooh here.
Yeah,
I'm struggling to adjust to that still, even 3 years after living in Queensland.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
I don't know if you want to adjust to that.
Not particularly.
No.
But you cop a lot from the Queenslanders when you say, I'm
I can
school.
Do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never really noticed it, to be honest, growing up.
Well, I didn't
when
know
I think
and
I'm
ask.
As concerned.
Maybe I'm hanging around the wrong
people. Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, well, if you grew up in Queensland, you probably didn't notice it because, yeah, you're.
No, I had cousins in New South Wales, and, you know, this and that. But I just mean, even when I've moved around, I've copped a lot of crap for being a Queenslander and having Queensland sayings like togs.
Yes.
Swimmers.
Bathers.
Or bathers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, ooh, togs. What are you on about? Here
what's the one for
bagging?
Thongs? Pluggers?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, yeah, pluggers is kind of an Aussie Rocks. Saying, though, isn't it?
I'm not sure. Sorry, I turned my mic off momentarily.
In New Zealand, they call them jandals, and that always makes me giggle because I'm like, your jandals.
Kiwi people have got
they don't sound like something you put on your feet.
Sounds like a food, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does.
Jandals.
Yeah.
No one asked me, but I can do a really good Indian accent.
Yeah, I didn't
you ready?
Ask you.
Just kidding.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.
Triple M. Get myself cancelled. I'm just jumping back in here with some pressure test questions since I forgot and everybody has left. These will go in either Thursday's or Friday's pressure test. I'm going to give four answers away here. What actress got her big break starring in Bruce Springsteen's music video for Dancing in the Dark? The answer to that is Courtney Cox. We're not far away from this. What day do Star Wars fans celebrate as National Star Wars Day? May the 4th, obviously. What is the name of the beloved actor who played the role of Al Bundy on Married with Children and Jay Pritchett on Modern Family? The answer to that is Ed O'Neill. Who wrote the hit Tiny Dancer? The answer to that is Elton John. They are your precious answers for the next coming days. Hopefully you win.
From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.